Hello, it's the 4th of October, 2019. Today we have the Emperor and the Two of Coins and the Ten of Coins. Money, long-term, set for life, kids college fund money, Casa Grande. That's all we care about here. That's all we're talking about. That's the goal. Just so you know, in case you were hoping for tender, loving cups or hearts or flowers, not today. See? This is intriguing because we have a picture of someone who is decidedly untraditional, almost to the point of rebellion, the youthful human on the Two of Coins, today the subject of our consideration, and the strict lawmaking emperor, the father figure of the tarot, and number four, the number of structure and stability, and the embodiment of rule and discipline. The human on the Two of Earth, Virgo Taurus Capricorn, aka the Lord of Harmonious Change, is doing everything he or she can to keep their head above water. This is the card of the juggler, and we can see the human is juggling his finances to make ends meet, as the Two of Coins of the Morgan Greer card are bound together by what looks like a belt or ribbon of red, forming a figure eight, the eternity symbol. The juggler stands on a pier. In some decks, on one leg, as he or she juggles the two coins. The juggler has his or her back to a choppy ocean where we see a ship on the horizon either coming in or going out. The juggler is too busy keeping those balls in the air to notice. Jupiter smiles on this card, the planet that brings more. Dad, I was born to be a juggler. The Emperor, number four of the major arcana, is or was a passionate Aries. The Emperor, it can be said, is the sum total of all four kings, so all-powerful is he. On the card, this is an old human. This is the boss of you, whether your actual father or how you were raised or whoever instilled your value system. Aries, the fire sign, is ruled by Mars. The Emperor has an explosive temper, so it's best not to piss him off. This is where your ultimate loyalty lies, or your rebellion. Old money, old ways. The Ten of Coins, Mercury in Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, is the biggest money card in the deck, but is a conservative, formal, traditional card. Whereas there is a sense of waiting or contemplation in the other twos of the minor arcana, the brightly costumed circus performer is not waiting for anything or anyone, but is having a pretty good time biding his time. When he gets really good at two, he'll be able to juggle three and so on, all the way up to ten. The Emperor of the Past has his back to this young juggler. It is highly unusual for anyone from this family to take up juggling. But the juggling is mesmerizing and mesmerized. He has drawn quite a crowd. Even that ship coming in behind him could be people coming from a distance to watch him juggle. This is what an arranged marriage would look like in the cards. This could mean juggling two people, but the rich one will win out. Or the one who reminds you of daddy will win out. Or the one who daddy would have chosen will win out. Or, and this is the one I like, while it may seem to others you may have chosen an unconventional path, you have somehow managed to honor previous traditions or methods or values in your own way, in your own life, and in your own time. You may have been the black sheep of the family, but guess who wins in the end? Who knew someday jugglers would be so in demand? I'm rich, bitch!